How to offer Christian presence without creating unsafe dependency in sensitive ministry conversations. People may open up quickly. Someone shaped by Scientology, spiritual technology, high control groups, or intense self-optimization systems may feel relieved to find a Christian leader who listens without mockery. That is a gift. But it also creates responsibility. Christian presence must never become unsafe dependency. Unsafe dependency happens when a person begins to treat the ministry leader as the only safe person, the only truth source, the only emotional support, or the only path to spiritual freedom. This can happen especially when someone is leaving a controlling system. They may replace one attachment with another. A wise Christian leader does not exploit that need. A wise leader helps the person move toward Christ, healthy community, appropriate pastoral oversight, and qualified support when needed. You can say, "I am honored that you shared this. I want to walk carefully and wisely with you, and I also want to help you build a healthy circle of support." That sentence protects both compassion and boundaries. Christian presence includes listening, prayer by permission, scripture with wisdom, and encouragement toward a faithful next step. It does not include becoming someone's therapist, secret advisor, crisis manager, investigator, or spiritual controller. When someone talks about auditing, engrams, control, secrecy, fear, or painful memories, listen for the deeper longing. They may be longing for cleansing. They may want freedom from shame. They may want their past to stop defining them. They may want a trustworthy authority. They may want peace in their body and soul. The Christian gospel speaks to those longings with great beauty. In Christ, freedom is not achieved by spiritual technology. It is received through grace. Identity is not earned by self-optimization. It is restored by union with Christ. The past is not erased by a technique. It is brought into the redeeming work of the cross and resurrection. Still, do not rush the person. Do not force a prayer moment. Do not demand a testimony. Do not turn one conversation into a public spiritual victory story. Ask, would it be helpful to pray? Ask, would you like a scripture of comfort? Ask, would you like help connecting with a pastor, counselor, or trusted Christian community? What helps is steady, permission-based care. What harms is intensity without boundaries. A Christian leader can be deeply compassionate without becoming the center of the person's healing. Jesus is the Savior. The church is a body. Wise ministry knows its role, so offer presence, protect dignity, build trust, encourage healthy support, keep Christ central, and help the person take one faithful next step toward freedom, truth, and grace.